Brooke Birmingham lives in the Quad Cities. Starting in 2009, she began what turned into an amazing weight loss journey. She's lost over 172 pounds, and she's blogged about her experiences at brookenotonadiet.com. Recently, she was asked to share her story with Shape Online. She did an interview and sent off before and after pictures, and that's where the story got complicated. Her after picture is a picture of her in a bikini, a thin, strong woman who bears the marks of someone who has been significantly overweight, most noticeably with loose skin on her belly. And Brooke, when you sent that picture off, what was the response that you got?
Well, the response I got from Shape was that they wanted me to send another photo, preferably one with my shirt on. But I had posted that picture on my website before and on my Instagram and in my Facebook page, and I've gotten a lot of great feedback from it. Everybody's always like, oh, you look so great in a bikini, you know, good for you to being comfortable in your own skin. So when I got that response from Shape, I was a little shocked.
And why is it so important for you to be seen in a bikini? I mean, Shape was going to tell your story, right? But why do you feel it's so important for such a broad audience to see this image?
For me, when I started losing weight, I had no idea what a body looked like after a massive weight loss. I had been exposed to the images that you see on different magazines. You know, I lost half my size, and you see these people in form-fitting clothes. They don't show, like, what's underneath the clothes. So in my eyes, I thought I was going to have a flat stomach. I wasn't going to deal with the issue of loose skin. I just had no idea. So I felt like I needed to start showing what a body after a massive weight loss does look like, and that it's not a flat. I don't have a flat tummy, and I have, you know, the loose skin that I deal with. But I'm still comfortable in my skin because I did this journey, and I just wanted to show that.
Was it difficult for you to accept that your body wouldn't look like the images that you've been seeing all of your life in the media?
At first, yes. I mean, I'm not stupid. I know that there are, you know, those women are photoshopped or put in, you know, different, you know, the clothes that make them look tight and thin. So I wasn't shocked at all, but I mean, at the same time, it has been difficult to deal with in the beginning, but I've gotten used to it. It's there. It's something I deal with. It's something that I do eventually plan on having removed because it causes me issues. And nothing to do with like the physical appearance of it. I have medical issues related to it.
Now, let's get back to what happened when Shape Magazine said, we want a picture of you with a shirt on. And you wrote back and you said, no, I want to be featured in this picture. Other people are featured in bikinis, and you pushed back. And there was a lot of back and forth. You told this story on your blog, and it went viral. People everywhere, all over the world, saw this story, and it was in internet media all over the place. And then you got all of these phone calls. You were on the Today Show. You were on Good Morning America. You were on the Today Show in Australia. You were everywhere talking about this story. And you've said that you were hoping to start a conversation about this. What did you really want people to hear?
I really wanted people to, you know, not only see a body after a massive weight loss, but just a girl who's comfortable in her own skin, and the one who isn't afraid to put herself out there and just that it's okay to look like you look. And if you feel comfortable wearing a bikini, great. And if you don't, that's fine too. Like, I mean, some people are like, well, I know I don't look in a bikini, so I don't wear one. And that's fine. To each their own. And starting the conversation has been crazy. I mean, when I posted that blog post, I had no idea that it would come to this, but I'm so happy it did because it has, you know, opened people's eyes to not only what a massive weight loss looks like, but also just, you know, that there are women out there who are willing to put themselves out there and willing to show their real bodies. And it's okay to say no to conform to the media's, you know, ideal of beauty.
And Shape Magazine also has apologized to you and now has plans to feature you and other women who've been through similar journeys in a photo shoot and tell their stories. What is that going to be about? What is the focus of that?
Well, the focus of that is they're going to feature me, which is great. And I told them, I was like, you're not going to do just a story on me. I want there to be other women too, because this isn't all about me. And there's other great women who have done, you know, just what I have done too. So it's going to be kind of just a look at not only the physical like aspects of a massive weight loss, but also the mental aspects of a weight loss. I mean, the physical journey is one thing, but the mental journey has been a completely another journey. And it's difficult sometimes to deal with. Like, I still deal with issues of, like, not feeling good, you know, good enough for people, or, like, get really bad anxiety about putting myself out there because I had been rejected a lot when I was overweight. So it's just kind of focusing on all aspects of a massive weight loss, which is exactly what I wanted. I want this to be out there. I want people who either have lost a lot of weight or need to lose a lot of weight to know what they're in for, or to know that they're not alone in their journey.
Your response to Shape strikes me as an incredibly brave thing to do, especially since you are someone who had experienced a lot of rejection in the past. What did it take for you to be able to speak up like that?
Well, I had posted on my Facebook page the picture of me in my bikini, and I explained to my readers that I was going to be featured on Shape Online and that this is the after picture I sent. And, you know, it was hard for me to send that after picture in because, you know, people are very judgmental of how I look, and that's okay. But I needed to put it out there.
What were you able to draw on to be able to be that bold, to put that picture out there, and also to say to Shape Magazine, no, I don't want to be in your magazine if you're not going to show me the way that I am?
I've always been an open, honest person on my blog. I mean, I posted not only like stories about the struggles of weight loss, but just things that I deal with now. And I felt like I needed to just be real and honest about this. And I felt like I needed to explain to my readers why I wasn't going to be featured on Shape Online. And that's really what the blog post is all about. Just an explanation of why I decided to pull from the interview and why they wouldn't be seeing me on there. And then it just kind of turned into this whole, like, conversation, which, I mean, it's been absolutely great. And I'm glad that it came to what it came to, you know, coming to this resolution with Shape and having them feature me and five other women, you know, to talk about this.
You know, I have read my share of fitness magazines, and there are several, of course, out there. And when I think about the images that I see in those magazines, you do see real bodies in the before and after stories. But in the articles about different things you can do to get in shape or how to have the perfect butt or, you know, all of those stories, the images of women that I see are so incredibly fit and so perfect that for most of us, that is unattainable. How do you feel about the fact that those are the images that we see even in the magazines that we're turning to and we want to be healthy and confident and strong?
I find it, you know, frustrating. And that's honestly, I don't buy a lot of fitness magazines for that reason. Because I, you know, like, I'm a real person. I want to know how, like, people in the normal world, not a celebrity or somebody who's a model, I want to know what they're going to look like and the work they do, which is one reason why I started a blog and another reason why I read all of these amazing blogs. Because, I mean, those are, you know, real people who are doing this for real. They don't have a personal trainer. They don't have a personal chef. These are the ones putting in the work and talking about, like, the real story.
When your story gets out there in Shape Magazine, what do you hope people take away from it?
I hope people start to realize that they can do this. They can lose a massive amount of weight if they need to. That they can, you know, that if they have lost a massive amount of weight, that they're not alone in their journey. That, you know, we all look like this. We've all dealt with these things. And I hope that it just gives other women the inspiration to feel comfortable in their own skin. That no matter what you look like, you're beautiful. And that, you know, you don't have to look like that airbrush model on the cover of a magazine. You're perfect just the way you are.
Do you also hope that people start thinking about a weight loss journey as about more than what you look like in the after picture? Because clearly, I mean, Brooke, you have added years to your life. I can only imagine that your energy level has changed. You're so much stronger. Clearly, you're more confident. Do you want to tell that side of the story, too?
Oh, most definitely. I mean, yes, I fit into smaller clothes. Yes, I look good in a bikini. Yes, that is great. But But that's nothing compared to the fact that I can ride my bike for miles upon miles. I can run if I want to. My blood pressure is normal. My resting heart rate is that of an athlete. You know, like, that aspects of those things are way bigger than what I look like. And that's amazing to me. And the fact that I have, you know, I am confident. And I did put myself out there to not only, you know, on my blog, but I put myself on a dating website, something I'd never done before. And I met my husband, who is incredible. And it's, yeah. And, you know, I tell people with every pound of weight I lost, I gained a pound of confidence. And it's true.
Brooke, thank you so much.
Thank you, Charity.